Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at the Bay Shore, where the Rangers are 5-1 winners over the Owen Sound Attack. Kitchener takes advantage in the season series, 4-3, winning this one here at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. Let's take a look at your scoring summary from this game. Cameron Reed got the Rangers on the board, 7:44 into the opening period. His second of the season from Edward Chalet and Adrian Misseljevic. It was 1-0 Rangers. Then Matt Sopp, his 38th of the season from Carson Rakoff and Hunter Brustevich at 19:28 of the first, 2-0 Kitchener after one. Ethan Burrows would make it a one-goal game, 5:15 into the second. Burrows' 30th from Declan Waddick and Denny Gore made it 2-1, but Trent Swick would restore the two-goal lead for the Rangers at 14:03 of the second on a Channers power play. Swick's 24th from Philip Machar and Edward Chalet. It was 3-1 Rangers, and just over 3 minutes later, Sopp's second of the game from Matt Andonofsky and Hunter Brustevich, 17:13 of the second, the time of the goal, and it was 4-1 Kitchener after 40 minutes. In the third, Edward Chalet, another one. Point, that is. His 12th goal of the season and third point of the night, Philip Machar drawing the lone assist. It came at 10:40 of the third, and the Rangers win it 5-1. Kitchener goes 1-for-2 on the Channers power play tonight. The Attack go 0-for-3, and the Rangers outshoot Owen Sound 44-37. A crowd of 2,583 here at the Bayshore to take this one in. Once again, your final 5-1 for the Kitchener Rangers, who have now won 3 in a row and 8 of their past 9. On the other side of the ledger, that's 8 losses in 9 games for the Owen Sound Attack, and Rangers fans can feel every bit of that, because before Kitchener went on this run of 8 wins in 9 games, they too had lost 8 of 9. Funny game, this junior hockey. 5-1, your final here from the Bayshore. Post-game coverage brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in Owen Sound, where the Rangers pick up a 5-1 victory over the Owen Sound Attack, or as the scoreboard said tonight, the Owen Sound Grays. They wore their beautiful third jerseys tonight, a tribute to the 1924 Memorial Cup champion Owen Sound Grays. It was a great look, at least aesthetically, but on the ice, not so much, as the Attack dropped their 8th game in their past 9 tries, and it seems like it's upside-down night on our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Liebold Electric. This was a costly loss for the Owen Sound Attack because they stay stuck on 60 points. Meantime, the Guelph Storm, just 2 wins in their past 10 games, picked up a victory over the London Knights. 5-4, the Storm hang on home ice. They built up a 3-0 first period lead. The Knights got it to 3-2, and then it was a seesaw affair from there. But Guelph hangs on to win 5-4. So the Storm now leap up to 62 points. They're back into fifth place in the West, 1 point ahead of the idle Erie Otters. But that drops Owen Sound down to 7th in the conference. And it gets even worse when you look at this other surprising score from tonight. The Flint Firebirds, no slouch. They've been playing better hockey of late, no question about it. 6 wins in their past 10 games. But the Firebirds hold off the Saginaw Spirit tonight. It was another seesaw game at the Dort, with the Firebirds going up 1-0, Saginaw going out in front 2-1, and then the Firebirds getting the final 2 goals of the game to win it 3-2. So Flint is now just 2 points behind Owen Sound for 7th in the conference, and Flint has a game in hand. So the Attack had better get things figured out but quick here, or they are in danger of falling to eighth place in the conference. One other game on our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard shows Sudbury and Sault Ste. Marie tied 2-2. And the Wolves, of course, are playing tonight without Evan Conyon, suspended for 10 games, and Nathan Villeneuve, suspended for 15 games. Both of those players involved in the bounty investigation that the Ontario Hockey League concluded its investigation into today. All right, Rangers win it 5-1 here in Owen Sound. Let's send it downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm at ice level with head coach UC Hocusson. Coach, a nice 5-1 victory on the road in a tough building. What do you like most about your team tonight?
I think we're playing fast. We had good rushes. Our offense, all in all, like, we're creating a lot. Actually, we scored five, but I thought we could have scored quite many more, and that wasn't good. But otherwise, we're playing tight, playing to our system. Parsons played well. All in all, like, all the four lines were humming pretty good.
You mentioned your team playing fast. I thought Owen Sound had no neutral zone forecheck at all, allowed you to gain entry into the zone. Is that just lack of their neutral zone forecheck, or just your team speed and you utilized it?
I think we were doing work, so we're there that we could play fast. When we work and we have the structure, then we can build up speed, and it worked well, and also our D was moving the puck really well. And then we had also our third guy. We had a lot of good tracks. It was a good job from the guys today.
Pretty effective special teams again tonight. Get a power play goal, and then the penalty kill shuts down the number one power play in the league.
Well, yeah, they had those three power plays. We had only one, but that was good. We got that goal right away, and they had their chances on PK. Parsons was our best player, I thought, in the PK this game. But we're working hard, and it's good. The special teams are they're getting better and better all the time. I think our PK's been really good last 15 games. It's worked really well, and we have to keep getting the special teams better to heading towards playoffs.
Just a comment on the play of Edward Chalet tonight. He gets a goal and two assists, and it's pretty effective out there.
Well, yeah, and actually he has a great shot. Like, he should just shoot more. Like, he had a post. We know he has a lot of potential, and he can play really well. And I think when we get him going, he can be a really effective, a really top player in this league.
Thanks, Coach, for your time, and congratulations. That's 8 of 9. Keep the train rolling.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. UC Ahokas with his post-game thoughts following a 5-1 Ranger victory here in Owen Sound. Just one more tidbit on that Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. I told you it feels like upside-down night tonight. With London's loss in Guelph, the Saginaw Spirit had a chance to regain first place in the Western Conference, but they fall in Flint. So a couple of surprising results keep the standings at the top of the Western Conference, with London at 90 points and Saginaw at 89. The Rangers jump up to 80 points, and wouldn't they love to see Sudbury knock off the Sioux so Kitchener could climb within 2 points of Sault Ste. Marie? What a night in the Ontario Hockey League on a 5-game slate. Post-game coverage brought to you by USave Flooring. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Owen Sound, where the Rangers pick up a 5-1 victory over the Attack. It was never really in doubt as the Rangers jumped out to a 2-0 first period lead and did not look back. It got to be a one-goal game for a while in the second, but that was as close as the Owen Sound Attack would get on this night. That game in Sudbury between the Wolves and the Sioux Greyhounds has gone to overtime, so Sault Ste. Marie will get at least a point. The best the Rangers can do is climb within 3 of Sault Ste. Marie, but we'll have to see how that one turns out as they're headed to overtime at the Sudbury Community Arena. We'll take a look at your three stars of this game here in Owen Sound. Your three stars brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. Third star of this game with a pair of assists on the blue line for the Rangers. Hunter Brustevich picks up the honors. Edward Chalet scored once, had two helpers, and is named star number two. And Matt Sopp with two goals tonight and now 39 on the season is named star number one. So it's a visitor sweep here in the Sound of the three stars. Sopp, Chalet, and Brustevich, the three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. 5-1, the Rangers win it here at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. We're back to wrap after this. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Final thoughts here from the Bay Shore before we board the bus and get back home on this school night from Owen Sound. I called it upside down night, Paul, on our out-of-town scoreboard for Leibold Electric. Flint knocks off Saginaw. Guelph knocks off London. So the top of the standings remains the same. London 1 point ahead of Saginaw for first place. Saginaw had the chance to get back into first place in this Western Conference. Meantime, with Flint's victory, they're now just 2 points behind Owen Sound, who fall to seventh. And Sault Ste. Marie has gone to overtime against Sudbury. The Rangers are watching that one. Greyhounds get at least a point, but if they don't get the bonus point tonight, the Rangers climb within three of Sault Ste. Marie. Nothing is off the table yet with seven games to go for the Kitchener Rangers.
Boy, the last week and a half, 2 weeks of the season here is just so, so exciting. It really is. And that's great for the league that it's that tight. And we're talking about so many teams. I think when you want to talk about a team, you know, when you just look at this Ranger club, Mike, what a performance, a dominant performance tonight. It's too bad. It's kind of chaotic in the Bayshore Arena here to get people and the way it's set up. So I struggled to get a player. Sorry about that. I wanted to talk to Edward Chalet coming off a one goal, two assist night. You know, he's played 19 games here now. Maybe he's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with the system, his line mates. He seems to be gelling with Mishar and Misiljevic to some extent, getting scoring chances. And as the coach said in the post game, we'd like to see him shoot more. You know, so maybe he should start hanging around with Carson Rakoff a little bit more away from the rink, and they can go practice their shot on somebody's garage door.
Just a final note on Hunter Brustevich. The fix was out for City Cabs on Brustevich doing what he did tonight. He got two assists, and so he is now at 86 points. That is six behind Jason Gladney's team record for points in a season by a defenseman. 7 games to go, 6 points, 7 points to set the new record. It ties Brustevich with the number of assists in a season by a defenseman, 76. Or, pardon me, 74 assists. That's how many Gladney had in his campaign, the 92-point campaign back in 93-94. So Brustevich is right there with Jason Gladney. But also, 7 games to go. I know it's a tall order, but the Rangers' season record for assists, Jason Akeson back in 2010-2011 with 84. Brustevich is 10 off that mark. Whether he makes it or not, this has been a whale of a season for number four.
So I guess I shouldn't doubt him anymore. And I wasn't doubting him. It's just I thought it was a tall order to ask, but he just seems to build off. I think what's important, Mike, though, is he can't focus on setting those records. Those records will be set if he continues to play the game that he's played all season, and that's, you know, attention to detail. If you try to chase points and things like that, then you get into bad habits, and I know the coaching staff won't allow that. Plays the right way, those are all within reach, and, you know, I hope he does attain some of those.
The high-flying Flint Firebirds come to Kitchener on Friday to take on your Rangers. We will see you back at the Memorial Auditorium. Kitchener wins it 5-1 here in Owen Sound tonight. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Wednesday night from the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center in Owen Sound.